Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee, and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture, and it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام استحيوا من الله في سرائركم كما تستحيون من الناس في علانيتكم.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, be modest with Allah when in private, just as you are modest with people in public.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, when we look at the different conversations and the dialogues of this divinely appointed imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed imam from the household of the Holy Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt of the Messenger of Allah, we find that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim speaks to his companions in these conversations about patience. Now, we find that the divinely appointed imams and even the Messenger of Allah, they always spoke about patience. Patience being one of those virtues which leads a human being towards ultimate perfection. Of the many different virtues that a human being has, we find that one of those virtues, again, is patience. And this patience has been defined in many places as steadfastness, as determination, as being firm on the path despite trials and tribulations that might come about. And so here we find that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he says that surely patience during affliction is better than well-being during ease. Now, if we talk about this just a little bit, dear brothers and sisters, well-being during ease, that's relatively easy, because when the conditions are good and the situation is going your way and the cards are in your favor, you know, meaning you are in ease, well, then well-being is quite easy. There's no real test or issue that we are dealing with at when you are at ease. Of course, being grateful during ease is a test. But overall, during ease, to have well-being is relatively easy. But on the other hand, to be patient during affliction, that is a great action and that is a great virtue and value, because it is during affliction that it is difficult to be patient. It is through trials and misfortunes and problems that being patient is difficult. And so, as this divinely appointed Imam has said, surely, indeed, certainly, patience during affliction is better than well-being during ease. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
If each and every one of us rose to the responsibility and understood from the life of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far and his companions and what he did, then our situation will be much better. What did Imam Musa ibn Ja'far do? First of all, he made sure that there was a man by the name of Ali ibn Yaqtin. Yaqtin, the father of Ali ibn Yaqtin, used to trade in fragrance, in atar. And at the time of the Umayyads, or the Umayyads, he used to come out and he used to praise Bani Hashim and curse the Umayyads. And what happened therefore was that the Abbasids, when they attained power, when they got the power, they loved him, they liked him, because he had spoken against the Umayyads. And therefore, they wanted to appoint his son Ali to take a ministerial position. Imam was approached by Ali ibn Yaqtin. Ali ibn Yaqtin asked him, Ya ibn Rasulullah, what should I do? Should I take this position or not? Imam said to him, Ala anna lillahi awliya'a fi abwab al-zalama. Surely Allah will have friends where? At the doors that belong to the oppressors. In other words, you go ahead, yet with a condition. And the condition is, when someone comes to you, one of the believers, and requires something to be done and completed or fulfilled, you should not hesitate. And you should do it. In other words, you should facilitate. You should make things easy for people. And indeed, this is what we find that the Imam alayhi salam demonstrated. Someone came to him from Ahwaz. He said to him, Ya ibn Rasulillah, I am in great debt. And the governor in Ahwaz is one of your followers. He is one of those who loves the Ahlul Bayt. I want you to write a letter to him. Maybe he will remove some of the loans and the debts that are incurred upon me. Imam alayhi salam writes a letter. The letter is two sentences. The letter states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved paradise for those who alleviate the suffering of their brothers and sisters. Khalas, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.